only be a couple minutes, so it won't be too awkward, I hope, for you. So good morning. I'm Brent, and I have the privilege to serve here as the youth and children's pastor. And so, as you know, last few weeks we've been going through the Lord's Prayer. And this morning we're going to look at the verse of "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so we pray that the kingdom of God may be expanded from heaven to earth, and that his will be done here just as it is done there. And really the kingdom of God, as we know, is really one of the very central teachings of Jesus. As part of his mission, Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom of God. And it's mentioned dozens of times through the Gospels as you read through them. And this concept, though, is kind of a weird one, or a difficult one to kind of understand, I think, at times. And Jesus, he doesn't give us this sort of, you know, laid out bullet point summary of what the kingdom of God is. Instead, he told, you know, stories, as he always does, metaphors to kind of expand our understanding of what the kingdom of God is. I'll highlight a couple of things that Jesus said about the kingdom of God. He said the kingdom of heaven is like a banquet and a great wedding feast, but he also says the door will be closed to some. He says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, and that you'd be wise to sell everything you have and go and buy that field to get that treasure. That the kingdom of heaven is like a net that's cast wide, and it pulls in all sorts of fish, and the good fish are separated from the bad ones. And the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who hires laborers at all various times throughout the day, but then at the end of the day, he pays them all an equal amount. And so the kingdom of God sort of has its own economy. So kind of what are we to kind of make of these sort of this collage of teachings? You know, what does this phrase kingdom of heaven mean? And if we are to pray the Lord's Prayer, we need to really understand what that means. What does this, what is he talking about? What does kingdom mean? Well, first of all, a kingdom is one sphere of control. It's a place that you have arranged to suit your purposes, your values, and it's an environment arranged according to how you like it. I think a good example for a lot of us is our cars. We all have our cars set up how we like it. It becomes, you know, my own little kingdom. I have the seat right where I want it. The mirrors are positioned accordingly. The music station's on what I want to listen to. And then sometimes someone else in my household who drives, I won't mention any names, changes all that, puts the radio station on CBC Radio of all things, and I don't understand, and positions the seat just close enough so I can hit my knee off the steering column every time I get in, just that little bit. You know, you get in, you think, this is my kingdom, this is my place, just leave it alone. But, you know, that we all have our place where we want control over things. And so God's kingdom is called heaven. Pastor Mike talked about heaven last week, and so I'm not going to kind of elaborate on that, but God's kingdom is the place that perfectly obviously reflects his character and values. It's the place where things operate the way he wants them to. It's a place of joy. It's a place of truth, of grace, and health. And so God's kingdom is a good place because God is a good God. It reflects him. But God is also king of this earth. Psalm 47 says, "How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great king over all the earth." Psalm 74, "But you, O God, are my king from old. You bring salvation upon the earth." And then even in 1 Chronicles 29:11, we read this, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over it." So God's kingdom is heaven and earth. But there's sort of some tension that lurks in that statement, isn't it? We have no trouble obviously accepting the truth that God's kingdom is heaven. But what about earth? In what sense is earth the kingdom of God? There's so much pain. There's so much suffering on this earth. How can we say that earth is also the kingdom of God? Well, I would say the kingdom of God is this idea, which is maybe even a little weird to phrase it this way, is sort of already but not yet. that the kingdom is already but not yet. Jesus has come and God has established sort of his kingdom, and his kingdom's been founded. And we see in Scripture how the kingdom is already sort of here. It says in Matthew 3, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. And so the kingdom of God was inaugurated with Christ coming to earth, extended when Jesus defeated Satan on the cross, ratified with the resurrection. So Jesus really is the first fruits of the great coming resurrection. But the kingdom of God is not yet. Satan is also called the ruler of this earth. He is the god of this age. In 2 Corinthians 4, it says, so the kingdom of God is here, but it is not yet, not what it shall be. It's already, but not yet. That's why Jesus taught us to pray that the kingdom would come to earth just as it is in heaven. I like the way, you may be familiar with pastor and author John Ortberg. He puts it this way. He says, may up there come down here. So in other words, we pray, may your sphere of authority or be extended to this earth. Please arrange the things down here just as you do up there. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May up there come down here. So I think for us, on a practical sort of standpoint, we need to start thinking about, you know, this idea of where our sphere is and how we can include God into that. So in my neighborhood, obviously in our country, in my family, in my office or place of work, in my church, in my small group, in my shop, in my heart, in my attitude, in my beliefs, may God be king. May he set up the things the way he likes them. May up there come down here. Let's just close by, I'm going to take this off, reading together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. Forgive us the wrongs we have done as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Do not bring us to hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one.